Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, March 16th, 2023. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Team Trump files an ethics complaint against Ron DeSantis. Students at an all-girls college vote to admit transgender men. We'll talk about this more at the end of the O'Reilly Update. Garbage piles up on the streets of Paris, and economists rank the highest taxed cities in America. Also coming up, the message of the day about gravitas. But first, a pro-Trump super PAC called Make America Great Again, Inc. filed an ethics complaint against Ron DeSantis. The group claims the governor is conducting a so-called shadow presidential campaign. The super PAC says, quote, "The Make America Great Again movement was birthed to stop career politicians who use public service to amass personal wealth and power. An investigation by the Florida Ethics Commission must occur as soon as possible." DeSantis is touring around on a book tour. Students at Wellesley College in Massachusetts have voted to admit applications from non-binary and transgender students. Men. They're now, the women's college is now admitting men. But you have to pretend you're a woman. You're a man who's pretending to be a woman. The school was founded back in 1870 when few women were able to apply to any university. Famous alumni include Madeleine Albright, Diane Sawyer, and Hillary Clinton. Again, we'll talk more about that coming up in just a minute. Giant mounds of garbage littering the streets of Paris as sanitation workers continue their strike. France has been crippled for weeks now by union protests all over the country. The government there is facing a huge national uproar after politicians voted to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Most of Europe is higher than that. England is 66. Well, it's officially tax season. Forbes magazine ranking the highest tax towns in the country. Number one in 2023 was a tie between Los Angeles and San Francisco, California. Each city spends $1.5 billion on payroll alone. Folks there making $100,000 give half their salary to the government. The lowest taxed city in America is Anchorage, Alaska. People up north take home 80% of their income. I'm Mike Slater for the podcast Politics by Faith. Coming up next, the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What will it take for us to once again become a serious people? I'll explain next.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value. Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Hey, Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. When a people are going through a difficult time, it requires the best within each of us to rise to the top. And it requires the best of all of us to rise into leadership roles. That's when times are tough. But when times are prosperous, especially for a long period of time, silly people rise to the top. On the morning update this morning, we talked about men who lack gravitas. It's just silly season, silly time. Men who tore train wreckage sites in loafers, for instance. But this is where you end up when things are too good for too long. You get transportation secretaries who are in charge because their husbands proposed to them at the airport. And bank executives starring in comedy sketch musical parody videos right before they collapse. And you have Netflix shows for preschoolers with transgender cows lecturing kids about pronouns. And Drew Barrymore on her knees in front of a 26-year-old man who's pretending to be a 12-year-old girl, praising him for his courage. We live in a silly time. Have you noticed? And this is what prosperity brings. When times are prosperous, a lot of unqualified people end up running things. Think about it. If you're in a time of peace, you can have some really bad, let's say, generals rise to the top. And they've never been tested, and they think they're amazing generals. But then a battle comes, and they get crushed. I think that's where we are now. Things have been really good for a long time. Things have been easy for a while. And unserious people have risen to the top. There's a great book. It's called King, Warrior, Magician, Lover. It's about the four archetypes, the four aspects of a man. And one of them is the king. And I think we need more kings. Kings living in their fullness. The king is calm. The king has confidence and purpose and balance. He's a rock in a crisis. He's not stressed by the day-to-day petty dramas. He keeps a nice, big, long-term perspective. And he's decisive. He also protects his realm. John Eldridge has a great quote that a man should be judged by the degree that those under his purview are thriving. The king inspires creativity in others. You know someone is a good, confident man when he promotes other men into prominent places just to see them thrive. He gets delight in seeing other people succeed. We need more men like this, but so many men like this have been either sidelined or neutered. This is why there's so much chaos on college campuses. There's no real men running the show. Like, a university needs a real leader to say, hey, knock it off. Let the man speak. And if you keep disrupting, we're kicking you out of school. You're not following the rules. Knock it off. When you don't have that, it just leads to more chaos. Because the opposite of the king is the tyrant or the weakling. And we see a lot of those. This is an old idea. This is not an original thought. Machiavelli said this in the year 1500. He said, because excellent men in corrupt republics, especially in tranquil times, are considered enemies, whether out of envy or ambition. The people follow either a man who's judged to be good by common self-deception or someone who's put forward by men who are more likely to desire special favors than the common good. So you end up lifting up arrogant, corrupt, and ambitious men instead of the good men. But Machiavelli says, in adverse times, in tough times, this deception is revealed. And out of necessity, the people turn to those who in tranquil times were almost forgotten. So don't get discouraged. The bad times will come. And to that I say, good. It's about time we separate the wheat from the chaff. Most people won't be ready for the truly tough times, but we will. And excellent men will be valued once again. More coming up.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Wellesley College, a private women's college outside of Boston, is now accepting men. Well, not all men, just men who think they're women. Man, what a brilliant move by the patriarchy. Just a work of art. You know, the patriarchy first convinced the women's rights movement to support abortion. I mean, that feat alone is remarkable. The perverted men of the patriarchy wanted to have sex without consequence in the 60s, but there was this pesky thing called pregnancy that happened from time to time. So the men got together and said, hey, let's convince women to support abortion, and then we can have sex with them whenever we want without any consequence. And the other men said, no, they'll never go for that. What, are you crazy? Women would never support such a thing. And other men said, no, no, listen, tell them it's their right. And it worked. It's amazing. But the patriarchy didn't stop there. The patriarchy has always been against women's sports. Why do women need to be playing sports? They need to be in the kitchen where they belong. But that didn't stop them. They had the wrong strategy. It took a while for the patriarchy to figure out that the way to destroy women's sports was to have men play in them. Dressed up as girls and women, sure, but I mean, what's a little makeup to advance the cause of the patriarchy? You got to take one for the team, and enough men have. And still, it's never enough for the patriarchy. Men looked at women-only colleges, said, women-only colleges? We can't let this stand. So they took a university that was founded in 1870 solely for the purpose of, as the founder said, to prepare women for great conflicts and for vast reforms in social life. They took that college and said, we must force them to accept men. And the women of Wellesley said, no. But the patriarchy said, yes. And the patriarchy got them to do it. It's unbelievable. Did you see Drew Barrymore the other day? She invited a 26-year-old man who's pretending to be a 12-year-old girl onto her show. And Drew Barrymore fell to her knees, praising him for his courage. Unbelievable. Well done, member of the patriarchy. All it took was wearing a skirt, but that's okay. Because the men won in the end. What an honor it is to be part of the patriarchy. Women had a nice run there for a while. You know, thinking they could do things on their own and have their own bathrooms. Ha! Get back to where you belong. It's a man's world after all.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.